greetings to all of our relatives and our listeners out there. We're coming to you with Dakota Talk Radio, and we'd like to begin once again coming to you from southeastern South Dakota, and we are going to begin by sharing our mother tongue with you with greeting one another. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and get started with that. Yuha, chante washten ape chuzape, ne dayan merk demie, snas nawia machapi, dakota etka, na ihanktoa na kota hemacha, cha a nayah umpiki wopi dunkini chapi, oha wana iawaskakta. I would like to greet you all with a heartfelt handshake. This is Diane Merrick, also known as Nasnawia, which is translated as Rattle Woman from the Gourd. And I am from the Ihanktwa Nakota End Village Nakota Band, coming to you from southeastern South Dakota. And we would like to thank you all for listening to us. Hope that we are all able to generate maybe some language skills as we provide the lessons we provide, and hope you to continue to listen. And we're going to go ahead and get started here now. And we're going to be sharing here with our lesson plan today additional terms in our language. We will pronounce the terms, the phrases for you in Dakota, enunciate, and then in turn we will translate them and also provide you an opportunity to be able to pronounce along with us. So thank you for listening, and we're going to go ahead and get started. Our first term we have, or phrase we have here to share, is dakuwe hecha ninkte. Dakuwe hecha ninkte. Okay, I'm going to pronounce that slowly. Dakuwe hecha ninkte. Translation for dakuwe hecha ninkte is, why are you going over there? So that's a phrase we can use as we want to ask someone maybe where they are going, if they're leaving for somewhere and we're wondering why they're going to that locale, and we can ask them that in our language. So that's a conversational phrase that may be useful. Okay, our next phrase we have is Wioch biata kya o ichimani wakarekta. Let's pronounce that a little slowly. Wioch biata kya o ichimani wakarekta. Notice we have some gutturals there with our first term we shared, wioch biata kya. Wioch bia takya o ichimani wakarakta. So there are two gutturals in this phrase here that we just shared. So it's always nice to be able to take the time to be able to pronounce these. So the first part of our phrase here is when we say wioch bia takya, we say to the west, or towards the west, talking about the cardinal direction. And then the next term in the phrase, oichimani, is journey. And the last term that we shared in that phrase, wakarakta, will make. I will make. Now the whole translation for the phrase there, wioch biatakya o ichimani wakarikta, is I will make a journey to the west. Our next term we have is teha wachiankeshni. Teha wachiankeshni. Te hawa chiankeshni. Translation for te hawa chiankeshni is I did not see you for a long time, or I have not seen you for a long while. Our next term is Tokiata nihi khpaya. Tokiata nihi khpaya. Let's pronounce that together. Tokiata nihi khpaya. Okay. Translation for Tokiata nihi khpaya is, where did you fall from? Many times for speakers who have an understanding and a humor, this is always translated as when you haven't seen one another for a long while. And when you greet one another, you jokingly will say, well, where did you fall from? So, dokyata nihin khpaya. Now, our next term is nure yuzeshni. Nure yuzeshni. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Nure yuzeshni. Okay, notice the guttural in there with nure. Re. Okay, nure translates as ear. Yuzeshni. The whole phrase there, nure yuzeshni, means do not listen to it. Do not pay attention to it. And many times that may be different things we may hear that we may not be certain of. And rather than take that to heart, there are many times the good advice we may give one another is don't listen to it. Nure yuzeshni. Our next term is wonach'un washteh. Wonach'un washteh. Okay, we have another guttural sound in there in a first word there, the first term. Wonach'un. Many times it's always nice to take the time to practice the gutturals, and those gutturals that we use is the ch, the H has that guttural, ch, and the G has a guttural, ch, ch. So I would encourage you to just practice the guttural sounds, and so they help you when you pronounce the word as you're learning along. Now, wonach un washte, and our translation for that is good news. The good news. To hear something good. If someone has something good to share in the language, they say, wonach un washte ochichyakikte. I'm going to share some good news with you. Wonach un washte. Uh-huh. Our next term is ya otai mashipi. Ya o ta i ma shi pi. Okay, ya o ta i ma shi pi. Translation for the term is they have asked me to make an announcement, or they have asked me to announce. And then we also want to keep in mind that in earlier lessons, we talked about nasalized vowels and the importance of taking the time to enunciate and practice those so that when we have our lessons, we can see where we're using nasalized vowels. Take, for instance, the term that we just shared, ya-o-ta-i. That has two nasalized sounds in there, the a and the e. Ya-o-ta-i. So we want to be able to maybe clarify that and share that so that is helpful to us when we are following along with the lessons. Our next term is wa-chi-ma-ya-pi. Wa-chi-ma-ya-pi. Okay. If you notice there, when you hear the word wachimayapi, we have another nasalized vowel in there, sound. Wachi. Okay, translation for the word or the term here, wachimayapi, is to call upon me. And many times within the language for the speakers, when they say, Oyate wachimayapi, that's translated as the people depend upon me, or the people call upon me. So several different ways you can translate that. The people call upon me, the people depend upon me. Wachimayapi. Now our next term is wachiniyapi. Wachiniyapi. Okay, that sounds close to what we just shared, and it means it has a pretty much similar meaning when you translate that. The difference is when you say wachiniyapi, you would translate that as they depend upon you. So if we say wakainja wachiniyapi, we translate that as the children depend upon you. If we say oyate wachiniyapi, we translate that as the people depend upon you. And those are quite meaningful terms there as far as ancestral knowledge and teachings that are passed down from the elders to our different relatives and tiwahes, and how we continue on our journey coming from our life ways, being a helper and helping others, and being mindful of our surroundings and how we walk and care for ourselves and others. So those are two meaningful terms there. All of our language is meaningful, of course, but at times we want to be able to share a little of what these meanings are for our listeners out there. Okay, our next term is dehantu unkumpi. Dehantu unkumpi. The translation for dehantu unkumpi is how we currently exist. Or another way we can translate that, there are so many ways in our English language that we have for translations. Our current existence is another translation for dehantu unkumpi, or as we now exist. So several different ways we can use, of course, the English language in translating our terms here. Our next term we have is wo-a-wa-chi. Wo-a-wa-chi. Okay. Translation for wo-a-wa-chi are the collective thoughts. As we maybe remember in our earlier lessons, we shared the different meanings for the way we pronounce our words and the meanings for them, such as wa. Anytime we hear wa in our language, that has a universal meaning, such as when we say wa kantanka, that is our creator, and that's a universal meaning for all peoples from all walks of life. And then when we say wa kainja, for our children on our earth here, we have our children and the meaning for the sacredness of their being here on earth. And then when we have we look at we as individual. When we look up at the moon, we say ampa o, or the day sun is early morning dawn is ampa o we. And when we talk about the moon at night in our language, we say ha happy we. And according to our oral story in our traditions. When we say we ya, that's what begins with a we cha sha, and so that's an individual thought process and meaning according to our origins and our language. And here we have the word wo awachi, and wo awachi is translated as the collective thought process. Anytime we say awachi, that is to think of or to have the thoughts of. And when we say wo awachi, it is more than one thought. So there is a collective thought process in the meaning of the word wo awachi. Okay, our next term is dakukab. Dakukab. Translation for dakukab is what they mean. What they mean. Or when we hear hitakukab, we may have someone who may not be able to understand what was just shared in some type of a message. And so a speaker may say, hetakukab he, which would translate as, what do they mean? Or what did they mean? Our next term is owotana oyake. Owotana oyake. Let's pronounce that together. Owo tana o ya ke. Owo tana o ya ke. So translation for o tana o ya ke is to tell something right. Many times, you know, someone may repeat something and it may be somewhat scattered and may not be completely the way it starts or originates. And so, you know, within the language, you know, they say when you want to share something and tell something from where it originates from, to tell it as it was told. In other words, owotana oyake. Our next term here is shichaya. Shichaya. Nina shichaya. Translation for Nina shichaya is that is too bad. That's too bad. That is too bad. Shichaya. Nina shichaya. So these are the phrases and terms that we wanted to be able to share with you today. And we hope that you were able to take some time to pronounce and enunciate and make some notes or be able to share these and be able to use these phrases. We're honored that we have been able to bring you a lesson online radio and hope you've enjoyed our lesson and look forward to coming back and sharing additional language lessons with you. And Nina, wopi donkeni chapi. We give you thanks. Aha. Uh-huh.